I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. He is the founder of Every Black Life Matters, and here we go, one, two, there we go. All right, he's an entrepreneur, an author, and a public speaker. In the arena of civic engagement, he serves as chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California and is an executive with the Douglass Leadership Institute and the North Star Leadership Pack. I want to welcome to the program Kevin McGarry. Kevin, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Pastor Greg, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I have Reverend Clenard on my program, blackgenocide.org. Are you familiar with
that? Oh, yeah.
Yes, Reverend Childress.
Oh, yeah. Love Pastor Clenard, yeah.
He's just fantastic. And I, for years now, I have said, you know, if black lives matter, then, you know, where are the protests in front of the abortion clinics? Why
exactly
why is
right.
there not an effort to shut those down? You know, where are the efforts? I had Charles Butler on yesterday, and he said, well, what we need to do is just exterminate these terrorists in the black neighborhoods called gangs.
Yep. Wow.
But talk to me, Kevin, about, you know, what you're trying to do, what your mission is, and what your message is, because this is a major issue right now, and I feel like the left works very hard to try to create division using race as a weapon.
Yes, they do, and quite honestly, they've done a masterful job at it, and right now they're winning. So let's just give kudos where it's where it currently resides. But
sure.
In the end, we know we win, and we're turning the tide, actually. We're making some good strides right now. We got parents involved, and we have a lot of community leaders involved. So now we're turning the tide. But here's the deal. When we saw what happened for 9 minutes and 45 seconds or so last year with George Floyd, everybody expressed a sentiment of horror and grief at what we saw. unfortunately, we saw the outrage poured into the streets, and we saw a lot of rage and anger and frustration. Then we began to see a lot of our communities being utterly destroyed as a result of that. We saw black and brown businesses being set aflame, and BLM and Antifa literally having a party while these black and brown businesses were being set aflame. They were just whooping it up at the demise of these businesses. So what I realized, and by the way, we had a lot of churches, literal houses of faith, purportedly, and I have to say that now in air quotes, that were out with them, whooping it up with them while these communities were being set aflame. And so what I realized is that, when the emotions settle down, people are going to go home, get on their computers, and really find out what these organizations are really all about, and realize that that these organizations don't really represent a faith, a moral basis, or a faith foundation that is constitutive with their beliefs, and they're going to be looking for a righteous and faithful alternative. And so that's why we started Every Black Life Matters. Fundamentally, before Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Can Matter generally, every single black life would have to matter specifically.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, no one can come up in your face and say Black Lives Matter without fundamentally believing that every single black life has to matter specifically. So we did a sort of a one-up on the whole sentiment and motto that way. We believe that before any, like as you've said, if black lives are going to matter at all, we have to believe that black life has to matter from conception to the grave. That means we have to stand up for black life from the womb to the tomb, because there is a concerted effort to exterminate black life. Actually, Margaret Sanger actually said that. You know, she said, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to fully exterminate the Negro population. This is Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who said that. Right. And so we've focused on that. We are all about trying to stand up for black life in every phase of black life, and try to tear down all barriers that would prevent black life from being successful, every area of plight, a viable plight that would prevent black life from coming forth. So anyway, that's why we're here. So the left has done a masterful job at really manipulating language and trying to divide us. They've done it with what happens in the streets. They've done it now with critical race theory, and they've done it with within our churches using liberation theology and black liberation theology. They've done it within our seminaries using social justice language and liberation theology as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have folks graduating seminary, believe it or not, and I know you know this, actually woke, fully woke, and then, you know, going into our pulpits teaching an anathema, a gospel that is completely demonic, in my opinion. I'm just going to be frank, Pastor. I know that, you know, it's hard.
No, I got you.
I don't mince words. I don't care who I'm talking to.
Right.
I just got to speak truth. I'm a minister as well. It does us no good to sort of kowtow and sort of, belly gaze and, sort of fill around the edges when we have souls at risk right now, including our very own clergy. So we've got to just speak truth. So anyway, right now we've got Body of Christ that's in chaos and in jeopardy, and we've got to stand up for truth and really, start to speak plainly and flat-footed. Right now, people are waking up, and we're beginning to do this. So, I'm delighted to see what the Lord is doing, and we're making a difference. So, I thank God for that.
There's a movie out, a documentary called Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. And I don't know if you've ever seen it before.
I haven't, no.
But it goes through the history and you know, has, you know, black narrators that are talking about it and black leaders that are talking about, you know, the history of the Republican Party, the history of, you know, how kind of somewhat how we got here. And one of the things that comes up in there is, you know, Barry Goldwater's statements that he made, which, you know, is identified as being one of the reasons where the idea that somehow Republicans had moved to change the position of the party relative to equality is concerned. And in looking at that, it, you know, there was a misrepresentation of what I think Goldwater was trying to say, which is states' rights versus a federal government mandating certain issues. But one of the things that I find in talking about this is that, you know, yes, there is absolutely a racist group of individuals in America, but they happen to be the Democrats, the very people that black America keeps voting into office. Would you agree with me on that to a degree?
Well, let's just, you know, I would rather just take a look at history. Do you mind if I just go down memory lane very quickly?
Go ahead, please.
You know, because I'd like to, as opposed to just make these statements and assertions,
I'd
rather bring your audience along so they can really understand and not think that we're just being flippant with our assertions. So so here's a little history, and some of it may be inconvenient for some of your listeners, but they need to really kind of follow along with us. So in the 1800s, there was a economy that was built upon slavery. There was. And, you know, especially in the southern economy. Okay, so that economy was built upon slavery. There was a particular faction of people. These people hated blacks. They did. They were racist. They were white supremacists. They were definitely privileged, okay? So it was a particular faction. That particular faction of people organized themselves into a party. That particular faction of people then organized themselves and made sure that they began to accumulate power. They began then to organize themselves and make sure that they not just organize themselves and accumulate power as far as a particular party, but then they began to organize themselves and as far as power in legislatures and representatives and senators, et cetera, et cetera. Then they began to organize themselves in what way of power in as far as judges and that kind of thing as well. So when we had very important, judgments that would have come forth from Plessy versus Ferguson, Dred Scott, Jim Crow, Black Codes, all of those things that came forth that would have made a difference in the slavery movement, those things were voted against or voted down based upon the faction, the particular mindset of people that this particular faction had already put in power. All right, then we had some very important legislation like the Homestead Act that was passed. The Homestead Act would have provided blacks the opportunity to actually accumulate lands and work and till the land and accumulate land ownership and then, of course, economic wealth as a result of that. This particular faction of people made sure that they had their white racist, white supremacist people oversaw the Homestead Act and the ability to give lands out. And so they made sure that white, newly immigrated white Europeans got those lands by and large, as opposed to, newly emancipated blacks. When Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, Abraham Lincoln's vice president was of this particular faction, this particular mindset. And Abraham Lincoln's vice president took the 40 acres and a mule that Abraham Lincoln did sign off on. He took that off the table because he was of this particular faction. He wanted to make sure that he continued to have blacks under his thumb, and he was of this particular faction as well. So, when Reconstruction, all that stuff, this particular faction people sure that they raised up a militia because they wanted to keep blacks under their thumb. They hated blacks. They loathed blacks, and they wanted to keep blacks segregated and collection of people did all of these things. These were loathsome people. Then there was this another faction of people that really fought for blacks. They fought to free blacks. They were the abolitionist movement. They were mostly Northerners, and they fought in the Civil War. They gave up all of their treasures, their fathers, their grandfathers, their uncles, their sons, to fight in the Civil War, to free blacks. Mm-hmm. And so that was the other faction. So when we hear the CRT proponents say all whites are guilty as colonizers, as slave owners, this is ridiculous. If anybody understands history, you understand that we had a civil war. You understand that there were two sides of that fight. You understand there were approximately 700,000 young men who fought in that war. You understand that one side gave up their blood and treasure to try to set black men free, and there were one side that were dyed in the wool people, mostly in the South, mostly all Southerners who fought to keep men, black men enslaved. That particular faction, if you do your homework, you can find out exactly who that was and who did all of these notorious things to try to harm blacks. And even to this very day, some of those policies exist to try to keep blacks under their thumb. And history tells you who that was. I don't need to go into detail. Pastor Greg doesn't need to go into detail. Do your own research. You find out who that is.
Well, and one of the places you can do it is go to errrvideo.com. It's called errrvideo.com as a website. It's the Emancipation Revelation Revolution. And they give you that history that you just described, sir. And they go through it quite in depth. Yep. And it's just really something. And another individual who's written a great book about that is Burgess Owens.
Burgess, great man, yes. Great friend of mine. Yeah,
yeah, he's an awesome guy, good friend of mine. But he wrote a book again that describes that timeline, how they turned men into whiners, weenies, and wimps. I think is the title of the book. But it's great. Don't go anywhere, because I want to tell people how they can connect with your organization and how they can help in the process. And what are the goals? What are the things we need to do to push back against the CRT and the BLM and the Antifa and all of those things? We'll be back with more.
Absolutely.
Right after this here on Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is the founder and the president of a great organization called Every Black Life Matters, EBLM, and you can find it at everyblm.com, everyblm.com. Kevin, talk to me about how my audience can get involved with your organization and some of the things that you are trying to get done to help kind of move us back to a unified nation.
Excellent, excellent. So one of the first things that you can do is go to our website, take a look at our resources, go to our resources tab, and we have multiple, we have a letter campaign that your audience can immediately use to get activated. You can become activists day one. You can download letters. They're already pre-written. They're masterfully written, multiple templates that would, depending on your circumstance, depending on who you are, your profile. So there's multiple letters already pre-written, templates. And you just put in your name and choose which one most fits you. You put your name there. And you could send a hard copy. You could send an email. You could do social media, whatever you want to do. But you send it to your legislator, school board member, school boards, CEOs, whatever you want to do. But they're CRT letters written really, denouncing individuals or an entire board or your legislator or your representative or your senator, and telling them the exact reasons why you want you don't want CRT in your respective areas. So you can do that immediately. So the other thing that you can do is we have a combat CRT campaign. You can do that. The other thing that you can do as a church or organization or as a community is you can go to our Remnant Rising. Go to our website and look at Remnant Rising. We'll come to your community. We'll do a full day workshop, fully deconstruct CRT and deconstruct and debunk CRT. We'll deconstruct Black liberation theology in general, and we'll do a social justice versus biblical justice type of a thing. It's a full one day workshop. We'll come to your exact community and do that as well. So we just need to get the word out. We need to stand for truth, stand for righteousness, stand for faith, and we'll come to you. So visit us. You can also partner with us. We have a partner site on there as well. So we want your audience to come to us and see us.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.